As prairie farmers look ahead to 2026, wheat markets will hinge on a few pressure points that go well beyond local yields. First, the Black Sea. Ukraine and Russia remain a swing factor, not just on production, but on export policy and security risk. Any disruption there still matters directly to prairie prices. Second, it's whether the world stays awash in wheat. USDA has framed 25-26 as a surge year with strong production out of Canada, Australia, and the EU, as well as Argentina. If that continues, rallies will be hard to sustain without a weather problem somewhere else. For Western Canada, quality will matter more than volume, of course. A dry or stressed growing season across the prairies or northern plains can quickly flip the market from too much wheat to not enough high-protein wheat, widening HRS premiums. Add in uncertain Asian demand and soft prices as the baseline, and 2026 is shaping up to be a spreads and quality kind of market, not a rising tide market. That's where prairie growers will need to stay sharp. I'm Sean Haney.